The World Health Organization is sending experts to the storm-ravaged regions of the Philippines to help in the restoration of healthcare services. WHO says many health facilities have been damaged or completely destroyed, while those still able to operate are severely stretched, with medical supplies in very short supply. Field hospitals with medical teams from Belgium, Japan, Israel, and Norway have been set up in some of the worst affected areas, with more teams expected from Australia and Germany. WHO says health needs in the affected regions are significant and could get worse due to lack of sanitation services and contamination of water sources. Tarik Yasarevich is WHO spokesperson in Geneva.
The priority is to establish temporary medical centers. As health needs are significant, there are people who sustain injuries, trauma, but also there are people with irregular health needs. It's expected that 12,000 babies will be born in the next month in the affected area. Pregnant women need assistance, especially in these kind of conditions. WHO, just like other agencies, have been active in Philippines, responding to previous emergencies. So we were able to reroute some of the supplies and resources to typhoon-affected areas. What we are trying to do is to rapidly move health supplies, but also to support Philippines Department of Health to coordinate the arriving medical teams to ensure that medical teams and supplies go where they are needed the most in the most efficient way.
WHO says it has already deployed medical supplies to perform 400 surgeries and to cover the basic health needs of at least 120,000 people for 1 month. Medical kits to treat over 3,000 cases of acute diarrhea are also being sent to the affected regions. Patrick Maigua, United Nations Radio, Geneva.